Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
I wonder what kids in third world countries are getting for Christmas. A glass of clean water, if they're very, very lucky. Our review is the moving biography of Mr. Compassion, Roger Ellam's consuming mission to save the world's children, researched and written by Paul O'Rourke. Roger Ellam spent 3 decades releasing children from poverty, an almost silent vow after an 18-month-old boy died in Roger's arms in Bangladesh, a victim of malnutrition. This fueled the drive that consumed Roger. Put your seatbelt on. The book is full of anecdotes that will raise the hairs on your arms, like the encounter Roger had at a train station in Bangladesh with student protesters in hot pursuit by the military, which had already shot and killed the proctor and 17 students. It reveals the irony of how Roger neglected his own kids for a while. His marriage almost ended too. And aside, no matter what we're doing, let's not spend too much time away from our family. There's a chapter on how he helped pastors who had given up, like the one who said to Roger on the phone, "If you want to see me, come now." And when Roger arrived, this pastor said to him, "My eldest daughter is living with a disreputable man. My son is on drugs. My youngest daughter has moved in with a drunk. My wife is blaming me." And then concluded by saying to Roger, "You don't know me, and I don't know you. If I see you again, I won't recognise you. I had to tell someone. Now get out." Mr. Compassion by Paul O'Rourke, about Roger Ellam's consuming mission to save the world's children. At the close, Roger says, "You can always develop a child and a community so that they can drive a Rolls Royce. But what's the point if all they do is drive that Rolls Royce down the road to hell? Our priority is that they know Jesus." I'm Aaron Wright.